Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers. Good morning, Key. Good morning, Jay.
Good, man. How's the weather out there for you young men?
It's right. I don't know. It looks a little dark and gloomy, but we always have the shades down. You know, Max doesn't like the sun in the studio.
It hits me right in the eyes, man. It's glaring off the river.
It doesn't look good in his face, the sun. So I get it. I understand it.
I've been in dark and gloomy for the past 7 months. Like, I want to have some damn sunshine rays in the studio.
Well, it's supposed to be overcast today, but like 60.
Yeah, you look
supposed to rain later on. Give me the sun, please.
You look a little pasty.
You look very tanned, Keith.
Yeah, I'm gonna be even extra tan as I go to cover the NFL draft this week from Vegas. So
wait, you got the light gear? What you wearing the linen on set? Because I know you ain't wearing the heavy wool out there in Vegas.
No, man, I had some. You know, you just got to tune in to NFL Live. We got a 2-hour show actually, 2 hours on Thursday, Friday. And then I'm going to do First Take on Friday with Stephen A. So I'm, you know,
Look at you teasing your attire.
The good thing and the bad thing is it's not going to really be Vegas for me because I'm going there working. And because I have the show with you guys so early in the morning, I can't, you know, can't really turn it in. Max, you know how that goes.
Lies. I can't even believe you. Where are you staying at?
No, he. But when
where
would
am
he,
I staying?
Well, then when would he go out?
Why would you ask me where I'm staying on national television?
That's fair. That's fair. But like, we act like Vegas doesn't have dope day parties. I mean, you act like
Here's what I'm gonna say.
Rehab. You know all
no,
that
no,
stuff.
No, no, no. Here's what I'm gonna say, is that if anything were to take place and hang out with some friends that happen to be in town, it will be. After tomorrow's show, I will get a nap, and then I got about a 5-hour stretch where I can kind of do a little, you know, party or something.
Reply some emails.
Toes out, get my nails done, whatever, you know, that sort of thing.
I'm trying to think, though.
All right, don't forget about the 3:30 production meeting, please.
Yes. 7 a.m., it's the show's over out there.
Of course he would kill me. Yeah, exactly. You see my face? It's like
you are not excused from that. Thank you.
You start at 3 a.m.
Phone doesn't work in Vegas. The tower's kind of, you know.
You're in the seat 45 minutes early.
Zoom works on Wi-Fi.
2:15 a.m. You're going to have to get up at, 12:30 a.m. latest, right, to be in that seat ready to go 2:15 because you're going to have to get to the studio and all that.
No, what time studio's in the building, man.
What time are you waking up?
Downstairs.
Same time I wake up now. Yeah, it's 1:32.
1:32 to
well,
get
I'll
to
work,
see you at
I'm sorry. I'll wake up at 1:30 and get ready and then
walk
come
right
to the meeting.
Okay, right. Yeah, because it's right there. It's right there in the building.
He's
right.
Built on, man. He's been doing this. This is light work for him.
1:30 a.m.
Light
work. When is he supposed to get it in?
I'm not going to. I can't get it in, Max.
That's what I'm saying. There aren't enough.
There's
not a
space
in the day.
See, Key, Max is messing up, though, because you have to redefine get it in. Like, get it in to Max means go next level. Just being at the environment is essentially just being there.
I can't because I have dinner and sleep. Right. By the time I eat, it'll be time to get up and come. You know how that goes.
Yes. And by the way, next level.
I am a professional.
If I'm on my second drink, I can't keep my eyes open. I'm sleep deprived. What do you mean next level?
One glass of wine
for me is my eyes start to close, man. My body finally says, go to sleep.
I'm just excited. I'm excited that the NFL draft is here. Every time we show the promos and the different things on television, I get chills in my body because I'm so excited for all these young men to get drafted and in life-changing experience. I've lived it. I've been through it. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, you see the families, they just be so happy because it just changes everybody's life for forever if they handle it a certain way. A
lot of new young millionaires every time you hear that sound, Key. That's the sound
right
of
there.
Money to me. Young new millionaires are arriving on the scene.
Wait a second. Where's your money comment to Jay now, Key? Always, whenever I bring up money, he has to make a money comment about make it to Jay.
Max, do you know that before the draft, when you start going through the internet, you're like, wait, the second pick in the draft gets how much? Oh, my God.
No doubt. I just want to make sure there's no stereotyping done.
Yes, I make the money comment to you, Max, because Jay was an NBA player who was drafted second overall, so it's a little bit different. You know, he's kind of
What I notice is that he likes money. I notice is that he likes money just like you like money, just like I like money. That's what I notice. All right, listen. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance, coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Guys, Kevin Durant, after that loss, man, at least three of those games looked to me like if a team really wanted it, the Nets would have been up 3-1. But anyway, after the loss, post-game presser, just got swept. KD was asked about Steve Nash. Listen, they're going to hear the question too, and Nick Friedell, and the response.
Just to be clear, do you think that Steve is still the right guy to lead this group?
I mean, come on, man. Steve's been dealt a crazy hand the last 2 years. He had to deal with so much stuff as a head coach, first time coach, and trades, injuries. You know, COVID, just a lot of stuff he had to deal with. And I'm proud of how he just focused and his passion for us. And, we all, continue to keep developing over the summer and see what happens.
I mean, first off, you're going to have three guys making close to $50 million a year, right? Between Kyrie, KD, and then Ben Simmons. So, and you haven't seen those guys play. So over the past 2 years, you've had to deal with a pandemic. You've had to deal with George Floyd issues. You've had to deal with Kyrie and what the vaccination status is. So you still – and I've been the first one to say that Steve Nash has not been great adjustment-wise throughout the course of the game. But this guy was handpicked by KD. So when you're handpicked by KD to a degree – you're going to give him another year to see what this team actually looks like when you do have Ben Simmons, when you do have Joe Harris, and when you do have KD and Kyrie, once everybody gets on the same page as Kevin Durant, who needs to set the tone.
And coaches, Jay, sometimes, look, man, first-time head coaches, whether you've been an assistant sitting on the bench or from afar like a Steve Nash, when you're a first-time head coach, there's going to be an adjustment period no matter – who the star players are, you have no stars. He is on the job learning, and it just so happened that he has a couple all-star Hall of Fame players, so he can't get the benefit of the doubt. As far as my money concerned, they need to run it all the way back and give Steve Nash an opportunity, because when you're on the job learning, man, you got to make some mistakes. There's going to be some tough choices and decisions and bruises and burns that you're going to go through. And then hopefully you come out on it on the other end. I go back to Pat Riley. Pat Riley never coached. He played like Steve Nash. But when he first took over the Lakers, he never coached before. And then all of a sudden, the rest is history. So you just kind of – let's see how it develops. I know we always say, well, Sam Cassell, get over there. Sam Cassell's only been an assistant coach. He's only been an assistant coach. You got to let it develop.
Here's the thing that people are missing. So last year – when you're in a critical situation, if you're Steve Nash, when you turn to your left or
Mike
your
D'Antoni.
Right, Mike D'Antoni's right there.
No
right?
doubt.
You have a coach to rely upon. Ime Udoka helping you defensively, different schemes, boom. People you can rely upon. Now your staff is different. Now you're a little bit more on an island. Even though Jaquan Vaughn, good staff member, I love their staff now. It's just it's a different feel when your staff has changed as well.
Well, KD made a lot of good points about Nash and what he's had to go through, but I think ultimately, Jay, you're right. They got to work out. KD and Kyrie got to get that relationship straight in terms of whose team it is, and then probably other things will fall in line after that. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. And now a no frills. That would be ridiculous.
Let's go, Max. Let's go.
A no frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here it is. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it. See? Just a good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com. Key mentioned he'll be in Vegas this week. A huge change at the top of the draft in Vegas, but what kind of an impact is that going to have on the top pick?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jeremy Fowler behind the scenes talking about Pusha T beats and everything.
That's right.
Jeremy, let me find out you go to clubs, man. Like, you ever go to clubs? You're a club guy?
Man, I'm 41, man.
I'm not saying now, but you be coming up here dropping lyrics and bars and talking about rappers. That's I'm like, who are you?
Talking about who Kanye gives his best beats to and everything.
I'm saying, like,
I just came from the club. It's what, 6 a.m.?
What clubs have you frequented? What clubs have you gone to?
My clubs are like Little League baseball fields. I'm like, dad, I'm dadded up. I'm not doing many clubs.
Dad it up.
Hey, you guys take me out. You can take me out of the club.
Jeremy Fowler is giving you the straight talk, as you can plainly hear. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. All right, hot news or not news time. John Lynch says he, quote, can't ever imagine trading Deebo Samuel. Hot news or not news, Jeremy?
I'm going to go hot news. This is the biggest story right now in the league. The draft is slow. Kind of not a lot of storylines. Quarterbacks not so hot, right? Probably won't go in the top 10, but this is the big story, right? Can the Jets parlay the 10th pick to get Deebo Samuel? That's sort of the feeling right now. And this is strategy for GM John Lynch. He's making clear, like, hey, either the offers aren't good enough or we really are going to squat on this and hold him and not trade him, which I think is possible. I do think he's sincere and them definitely not wanting to deal him.
This is certainly hot news. There's no question about it, Jeremy. John Lynch has done a tremendous job as a general manager for the 49ers, bamboozling other teams on trades before the draft. He's done a tremendous job on that. And I think the New York Jets, if they went after Tyreek Hill, why not swing for the fences on Deebo Samuel?
Yeah, I'll say it's hot news from a fan perspective, because hearing John Lynch say this, but then also seeing over the weekend Deebo Samuel's at the club with all the sparklers and the big sign that says, you're going to be a San Francisco 49er, and he kind of slashes the throat. Like, there's something deeper here going on. Yeah. Now I want to dig to find out where it is.
Jeremy, I have a question for you. I remember the Jets trade proposal for Tyreek Hill was considered comparable to the one that Miami got in terms of the value of the picks, and Miami landed him. Why now, if the thought is Deebo, maybe his contract shouldn't be at the top of the wide receiver market, why are they valuing him more in a trade than Tyreek? Because if you're trying to get the 10th pick in the draft, the Jets didn't have to include that in the Tyreek proposal.
Right. They don't want to give up the 10th pick. It's more about what it would take. It's going to be a baseline of a first-round pick, it sounds like, for San Francisco to even consider it. Because of the situation, you got a guy who's 3 years into his deal, 3 years into the league. You know, I talked to somebody with the 49ers last night. I said, look, we couldn't break the huddle last year without Deebo Samuel. Like, he really held us together. That's a guy they have a high value on. And so Tyreek wanted out, and he's 28 years old. You know, like, the Jets were offering a package. It didn't have a first-round pick, but it had a lot to it. It had multiple twos. Like, the value was such that the Chiefs actually wanted to do that deal with the Jets above the Dolphins.
Wow, 10th pick in the draft. The Bucs restructured Tom Brady's deal to free up $9 million in cap space. Hot news or not news?
Sneaky hot news, because this frees him up to leave next year. So, like, last year they did a commitment where he signed a one-year extension. This year, not so fast, right? And then it coincides with all the drama about what was really going on. Why did he retire for 40 days and come back? Why does Bruce Arians retire in March, like, or April, whenever it was? Pretty recent, right? Like, a weird time to do it. So, yeah, it just lines up with, like, okay, this is possibly a one-and-done deal, and he could go play in Miami or wherever else he wants to play next year.
Yeah, it's not news. Quarterbacks restructure deals all the time in the offseason, so I'm not going to start germ spreading like Jay would love to do.
Oh, you know
follow Tom. Tom's going back to New England, I think, or Tom's going over here.
Something occurred to me, because I'm an idiot just now. So why are
This just in.
Go ahead. Yes, right. Why are they getting Tyreek Hill for a dude who doesn't seem to have the arm strength to go over the top of a defense? What's that about? Oh, they're trying to find out about. Oh, no, maybe they're just going to get Tom Brady, Tyreek Hill. Waiter, why is the
phone? Hot news.
Is the soup too hot? Is the soup too hot? No, is the soup too cold?
So good. Tom Brady.
I need bleach.
It was only like 7 months ago the guy said, I'm going to play until I'm 50, maybe. I mean, you tell me. I don't know. Miami? Warm weather, ownership, Tyreek Hill over the top. It's looking pretty nice.
Georgia defensive end Trayvon Walker emerges as a consensus favorite to be the top pick of the NFL draft at sportsbooks. Hot news or not news, Jeremy Fowler?
I'm going to go not news. It's just not a sexy draft, man. It's just not. Yeah. It's just that whatever, you know, we're going to spice it up. Jacksonville's probably known who they're going to take for a while now. There's not a whole lot of drama here. GM Trent Baalke likes guys with explosion and the traits and height, weight, speed, and this guy does have that.
Trent Baalke.
And if they, you know, teams are torn. They still think Aiden Hutchinson could be number one. If they pass on Hutchinson, Detroit will probably sprint to the podium and take him at two.
Yeah, it's not news. Look, the draft is going to be the draft. People are going to watch. It's going to be hype. We're going to figure out how to make it a star-studded event. But in the end, the Jacksonville Jaguars, much like Jeremy just said right there, Trent Baalke likes big, fast, physical, explosive players. And Aiden Hutchinson, for them, I don't necessarily see as a great fit. It may work in Detroit for him. Michigan, Detroit, he's right there. All he has to do is drive right up the road.
Yeah, I'll leave all the analysts and breakdown of the NFL draft to you and Key, Jeremy.
meantime, Brian Gutekunst says that Aaron Rodgers is his boss. No, what he said is that he is in constant communication with Aaron Rodgers about the team's draft plans. And then parenthetically, I've learned my lesson. I'm sorry for anything in the past. Please don't leave Aaron Rodgers. All right. Is that hot news or not news, Jim?
Yes, this is sneaky hot news because we talked about the draft not being sexy, but really the biggest storyline is, are the Packers going to move up and get a receiver? Are they going to package just two first-round picks and go get like a Jameson Williams of Alabama, one of the explosive guys, Garrett Wilson out of Ohio State? They've had such success drafting in the second round, though, day two, getting top receivers. I'm hearing they're probably going to do that and maybe go with like this speedy guy from Baylor, Tyquan Thornton, or one of those sort of exotic options they get in the second round. So if it's fascinating if they like just try to appease Aaron Rodgers or just stick to their plan, which is like pick a pass rusher, pick the right guy, and then get a receiver later.
It's hot news because he's learned that Brian Gutekunst has learned his lesson.
Exactly.
Don't mess with Aaron Rodgers. Now, going to get Jameson Williams at the receiver position, that's not going to help Aaron Rodgers today. It'll help him in December if the young man comes back healthy. But Aaron Rodgers is on a pitch count. We're watching every move that Aaron Rodgers is making. And for them to really satisfy the situation, they've got to get somebody who can help him in September when the season starts, not in December when the season ends.
I think it's hot news because, Jeremy, you said to appease Aaron Rodgers. This whole year has been about appeasing Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Look how they acquiesced.
It's not news because we already knew that this is how it is nowadays. I think they started doing that when they got rid of Mike McCarthy. Right, like obviously, if he's not getting along with Aaron Rodgers, or if that's not working, that and the question really becomes: is every move toward appeasing Aaron Rodgers helping or hurting the franchise? I'd have to say it's helping. They win 13 games every year. They get to the NFC Championship game, although not this year because they lose to San Fran. But I don't know if it's helping enough to get over the top.
Right. Well, that's the thing, though. Like after McCarthy left, they drafted Jordan Love. So that was like the anti-appeasement. But ever since then, they've been trying to sort of scramble to fix that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's right. Jeremy's completely right. They're trying to make up for the Jordan Love kind of, I don't know, stub the toe, so to speak, what they did. But look, they need to draft a receiver, though, and they should draft a receiver, no question about it. Which receiver that'll be and when they'll select that particular receiver, I don't know. They need a home run hitter. They need a guy who can catch the football. And I know they went and got Sammy Watkins, but Sammy Watkins is as old as dirt right now. He's not going to give them much. He's more into that third position role. They've got to go get a Chris Olave, so to speak, a guy who's a home run hitter to replace MVS. Then maybe you find a big body receiver that's a route runner, sure-handed guy somewhere along in the draft. But again, you're talking about young kids that are playing with a veteran like Aaron Rodgers, you're falling into that, so to speak, basketball situation with LeBron James, Jay, where you got young players trying to play with a veteran guy like Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers doesn't want too many young puppies. That's why they went back out there and got Randall Cobb a year ago.
You know, I'm looking at this, and a lot of times there's like a tide in the affairs of men. There's like a little window of opportunity. When they drafted Jordan Love, I start to think about the ripple effects. Let's say instead of drafting Aaron Rodgers' replacement, they get him more help on offense. They use a first-round pick to supplement because they had Marquez Valdes-Scantling. They had Devontae Adams. Now you're looking to replace those guys. It's like you're running in place. If he had one extra weapon, let's say that's the difference between him getting stopped by Brady and getting over the top over Brady and then winning the Super Bowl. Think of how all legacies change. Now, instead of Brady sitting on 7, he's on 6, and Aaron Rodgers just got his second one, right? Yeah. And he's coming. Like, that was such a monumental moment in that franchise history to draft Jordan Love, and now it's like it seems to me like they're chasing their tails at this point.
Yeah, but they're still right there when you look at it. I mean, at the end of the day, we always talk about where the NFC is compared to the AFC. Like, they're still legitimate contenders. So, Jeremy, I will ask you, because you would know more so than anybody, like, with all that being said, you know what I mean, Keith? They're still right there.
They are, but they're 19 wins every year.
There's no questions they're right there, Jay. I just – When I look at it, I look at what is it that they really need. And it's about getting the replacement at the receiver position, no question about it. But they also got to upgrade a little bit on defense. And they're right there. Green Bay's in the mix. The division is not very good. Here's what I want to ask you, though, Jeremy, and I know your ears are to the floor, is what are they going to do with Jordan Love on draft day? Could Jordan Love be on the move?
If they got a great offer, but I don't sense that there's a lot of movement there right now. There's not a lot of momentum for a trade. You know, teams are – like, really, there are only a few teams that are in the mix for a quarterback. Carolina, everybody's waiting on them. They don't really seem to want to do the Baker Mayfield deal right now. I don't think they're completely sold on that. They look at that as sort of a, you know, best of worst case options, like if they don't get a quarterback in the first two rounds of the draft. So there's just not a natural home for Love right now. But,
But he might actually be. Not.
He might be the best quarterback in this draft, though.
Yes, absolutely.
That's the thing. So, but it's just not Green Bay's way to trade him. They'd rather keep him, have him as a good backup, and then maybe even re-sign him while Aaron's still there. Like, I know that sounds crazy in today's culture, but Green Bay is a throwback in that way. Like, I don't think they're eager to trade him.
But isn't that again? They have to draft this, they have to draft that, because they've already lost that. They're not getting ahead, they're running in place.
Right.
Isn't that a monumental failure? The guy's been in the league for 2 years. This is a weak quarterback draft class. There's always demand, no matter how many jobs are filled for quarterbacks, and there's not really a market for him.
Move on from him, Jeremy, though, like the Arizona Cardinals did. But remember, Arizona Cardinals moved on from Josh Rosen, Jay?
Yeah, Keaton, I was going to say that. You know, every organization has – I mean, when you're drafting at the rate that a lot of these organizations are, like, you're going to have misses. I mean, misses happen all the time. Like, so the quickest thing you can do is acknowledge the miss, see what you can get for it on the market. If the market doesn't demand anything, then it is what it is. You keep moving forward.
Yeah. Man, you could get if I was them, I'd move on from him, because in the end, as a backup, what is he really truly going to give you as a young backup? You need a veteran backup. That's what you need.
But what do you get for him, Key? That's the question.
You can get – I mean, I would think if he's the best quarterback in the draft, if you put him back in the draft, which, you know, people hate doing that, but if you drop him back in the draft, Jeremy, I think you could get a – you could bamboozle somebody for a low one, you know, even if it's not this year.
You don't think so? No, because the sheen is off. And there's whispers of him not doing so great in practice over 2 years. Like, I just don't think you could get
– Then he'd be coming up for a second contract. Even if it did work out, you wouldn't really have a rookie window with him.
Yeah, I think he has value. But a first-round pick would be steep, because it's just 2 years retroactive from when it happened. It'd be tough. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo, Patriots got a second-round pick for him, and he had a lot of buzz around him as being the future. And they couldn't get a first for him in New England. So I just don't see them getting the same for Love.
So what do you see? Like, what could you get?
Probably mid-round pick.
Mid-round?
Third round, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, he's got a lot of upside.
Jeremy Fowler, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, we have our mock draft, 9 a.m. Packers are on the clock today, boys.
Ooh.
We also need a caller to draft for the Titans pick tomorrow, right, on the show. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. If you want to pick for the Titans, a during tomorrow's mock draft. It's 9 a.m. every day. We make four more picks, Jeremy, here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Thank you, Jeremy Fowler, as always.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we started the conversation with Debo. Would the Packers be an option for Debo? Is that closer to home? Or are the 49ers just not going to trade him in the conference, right? Mm. All right, Key, we got your top five new quarterback wide receiver duos to watch.
Oh, I'm writing these down.
These real rankings are brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. Take it away, Key.
Remember, number five.
These are guys that have not played 16 games together, and they're now forming a duo on the same team when they were on different teams, except for one. Number five, as he mentioned, Mitchell Trubisky and Chase Claypool. When you think about Trubisky coming over from Buffalo, almost said Chicago, coming over from Buffalo and grabbing Chase Claypool, all of a sudden, this is a special tandem in my eyes. Claypool, big receiver that can run out of Notre Dame. We've seen many, many flashes of him that he could excel at a high level. Mitch Trubisky, on the other hand, in Chicago, led a team to the playoffs twice. He has some ability. I know a lot of people don't think he does, but I think he does within his Pittsburgh Steelers system.
Number four.
Number four, Tyreek Hill and Tua Tagovailoa. I think I said that right. But if I didn't, oh well. Now here you go. Tyreek Hill, an explosive wide receiver coming over from Kansas City. Look, he's going to get frustrated at times, but this duo can still make magic. You don't have to go vertical all the time with Tyreek Hill. He can put the football in his hands in the short, immediate area. He can take it the distance.
Number three.
Hadn't seen Deshaun Watson in a long time, but the Cleveland Browns acquired Amari Cooper from the Dallas Cowboys along with Deshaun Watson from the Houston Texans. You put this two tandem, put these two together as a tandem, imagine what you can get. Both are former Pro Bowlers. The last time we saw Deshaun Watson, he was one of the top three receivers in the National Football League. And Amari Cooper has always been, in my opinion, a top 10 receiver in the National Football League.
Number two.
Number two, oh, sweetie, sweetie, sweetie. New Orleans, the Bayou, the New Orleans Saints. This is a little nepotism, Jay. We're talking about my nephew, Michael Thomas, coming back off injury.
Nephewtism.
That's correct. Along with Jameis Winston. They haven't played much together, but they've been in uniform and on the same team over the last several years. Mikey will be back healthy. I can't wait to watch this tandem go to work.
Number one.
In the number one tandem in all of the National Football League, pairing two former college teammates together in Davante Adams coming over from Green Bay, joining the Las Vegas Raiders and Derek Carr. If they're going to make magic in Las Vegas, believe me. So go bet on it, Jay. These two paired in with Waller and Renfro, and you got something special with Edwards on the outside and Jacobs in the backfield. I look for big numbers out of these two.
All right. I think it's a good list. I think there was some nephewtism there, though.
I have a big gripe.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a little bit.
Key, why would not?
No, because they belong on the list. I just wouldn't have them at two, but they belong on the list for sure.
Yeah. That's not my big gripe. I'm okay.
And by the way, it ain't your nephew that would knock them down a little bit. The weakness is the comeback and quarterback.
But, you know why this list is the way that it is? It's because when I look at the offenses and how systems are run, right, who are the main targets at the receiver position for these units? Well, Mikey's going to be the main target for the New Orleans Saints, no question about it. Davante Adams, the main target for the Las Vegas Raiders. Tyreek Hill, the main target for the Miami Dolphins. Amari Cooper, Cleveland Browns. Claypool, Pittsburgh Steelers. These are the main targets. But you also could talk about some quarterback-receiver combinations that hadn't played together, but look at the offense that they're running. It's not going to be a pass-happy offense for some of them.
Teacher Johnson, I have a question.
Yes. Teacher? Yes, sir.
Yes? Are you calling on me? I'm here.
Yes.
Yes. I'm very curious about the disrespect on this show to Russell Wilson. I don't understand how Russell Wilson and Cortland Sutton can't be together on this list. And Mitchell Trubisky, a guy we haven't seen play for a full year. I know he's been with Brian Daboll in Buffalo. I know what the rumors are about where he plans on going with Pittsburgh, what he was. But I've also seen him in Chicago. And I don't understand. Russell Wilson has one down year pretty much because he has injury. And also he comes to Denver. We're not going to have him at least number five on Key's Real Rankings? Like, what am I seeing here? Tell me I'm crazy.
Well, what you're thinking about, Jay.
That was my student voice. Yes.
First of all, the Denver Broncos are a heavy run-oriented team. They rush for about 1,900 yards on offense and running the ball. So they're not going to allow Russell Wilson to cook. Courtland Sutton has been just a, you know, at times just a decent receiver in the league. Nothing special, not eye-popping at all. Now, maybe that's due to the quarterback play that people felt that the Denver Broncos had in the past. I don't see it that way. You could have very easily added Russell Wilson to this list.
Yeah,
no,
Chase Claypool has not been the most, you talk about accountable, not the smartest guy on the field, too, now.
Well, I'm not talking about his brains or anything like that.
Talking about just sheer talent.
I'm just talking about his ability. If you watched him a couple years ago, very explosive, several hundred-yard games, taking it to the house on a number of occasions. So I like what Pittsburgh balance in terms of Pittsburgh's balance. They like to run the football, but they also like to play action pass it, and they also like to throw the football to the receivers. If you think about who else was there in the past, Antonio Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster, Claypool, Johnson, this is something that Pittsburgh likes to do, is put the football in the air.
I don't know if you made me a believer.
You just don't like Mitch Trubisky, and that's okay. You're a Chicago guy.
Who likes who less? Jay with Trubisky or you with Russell Wilson, Key? That's the question here.
I love Russell Wilson.
Do you love him?
I do.
Do you love him?
Man, I love him and Sierra, no question about it.
Why are you I'm just giving you a package deal? What's that?
Well, I mean, it's his wife. It's a package deal.
Speaking of tandem.
When have you ever seen Russell and not Sierra?
Yeah, I saw her with the footwork at the little football dress.
Yeah, so come on, man. He's teaching her how to do everything with
football.
Let's
talk about the most dynamic tandems.
But I could have added Matt Ryan and along with Michael Pittman Jr. on that list if I choose to do so. But again, I don't think that they're going to let Matty Ice air it out like that with Michael Pittman Jr. because it's a run-heavy team. And they're going to learn from their mistakes.
Isn't that the same with Pittsburgh, though? Like, is Pittsburgh going to let Mitchell Trubisky air it out?
I think they're going to do the same things they've always done.
Haven't you been on teams where it's run first so that your numbers, Keyshawn Johnson, the receiver's numbers ain't going to pop, but your presence on the team still has an effect on the course of the game,
Absolutely.
So would you say that bringing Russell Wilson in as a quarterback has an effect on the game in conjunction with his best receiver, even if it doesn't show up in the stats or doesn't seem as dynamic to fans, that can make the whole offense better?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question about it. But we haven't – first of all, we hadn't seen them together. And what is this offense truly really going to be about? Is it going to be about Russell, or is it going to be about their strength and what they've done over the last couple years, which is run the ball extremely heavy and play defense? That is when Russell Wilson was at his best and had the most success in terms of longevity, Super Bowl winning, Super Bowl appearing, is when he had a team that had a strong defense and they ran the ball lights out, and he had made a handful of throws that made you go wow.
So, Key, what you're saying really quickly, because I know we have to go to break, is that you trust, obviously, Mike Tomlin way more than you trust Nathaniel Hackett with the offense that they're actually going to be building for Pittsburgh. That's what you're saying.
Man, I don't know nothing about Nathaniel Hackett other than he calls the plays for the Jacksonville Jaguars and had Aaron Rodgers.
I don't even think there was real bad nephewtism here, man.
Absolutely.
I would put Jameis and Michael Thomas, I would put them third instead of second, but I don't think you even did. I mean, that's real. That's a real tandem. Once again, we are seeing coaching malpractice by one of the top 15 coaches of all time.
Lies,
malpractice
lies,
is used
lies.
Intentionally there.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. The NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. You got to run errands. Yeah. You got to go somewhere. You don't have to miss anything. Tune in tonight as the Suns host the Pelicans. Fly, Pelican, fly. It's like a nervous tick, Key. I can't help it, man. Ever since they changed the name, Fly, Pelican. Presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. Guys, listen to Joel Embiid at the Sixers post-game presser.
I've been saying all season since he got here, you know, he just needs to be aggressive and he needs to be himself. That's not really my job. That's probably on coach to talk to him and tell him to, take more shots, especially if they're going to guard me the way they've been guarding. But that's really not my job.
He, of course, is James Harden. Jay seems to be going at his running mate and his coach at the same time there, Embiid.
We'll get into Doc Rivers in a second. This is what I'm not going to take from Joel Embiid. Stop pointing the damn finger, man. Like, have some accountability. You and James Harden did not lead your team last night at all. You guys were returning to the crib. You came out flat in the ball game, and you didn't play with a sense of urgency. So first and foremost, like, you didn't play well. James needs to play better. I get how we're going to go to the pressure on Doc Rivers, and I get adjustment-wise what was happening last night because there is a part of him that's right, but let the media, let other people say that. You stop saying what Doc Rivers needs to do and focus on your damn self. But if you're asking me what I saw on the court last night, I mean, Nick Nurse is running circles around Doc Rivers. Mm-hmm. Nick Nurse has spread open the offense, and they were five out driving and literally attacking off threes and off the dribble. So, look, I hear what he's saying, but I'm tired of hearing that from players in general. Just own that you guys came out flat and that you guys need to be better. And I'm telling you right now, we're going to go back to Philly for game seven. I mean, Toronto's going to get the game at home, and then you're going to come back, and it's going to be a game seven scenario and a closeout game for Philadelphia with the pressure on Doc Rivers and the pressure on Joel Embiid with a hurt thumb, Key.
Is he wrong? Like, is he wrong about Doc? Is he wrong about James Harden? Like, they acquired James Harden. He was supposed to be the missing piece, according to, even to you, you once told me, and this is not a slight to you, but you once educated me and told me this could be the most formidable pick and roll tandem that you've ever seen. And we haven't seen any of that, right? I mean, so when I start to think about that, is he wrong about what he's saying about Doc? Is he wrong what he's saying about James Harden? Take more shots. Be the James Harden that we see in the regular season and the one that we remember in Houston taking Golden State down to the wire in game seven. But that's the guy that we want to see.
But, Key, you and I know how to play this game, man. Like, how you play this game is, hey, do you need more from James Harden? Yeah, we need James Harden to be a superstar.
Well, yeah, of course, when we're having a conversation with the media.
Yeah, but why go into a detailed breakdown of bringing it back to Doc Rivers to say, well, you need to ask Doc about that. Doc needs it. Like, why? Like, you can just make a flat comment if you wanted to dead the subject matter and be like, look, yeah, we need James Harden to be a superstar.
But this may be a...
That's why I said it's happened multiple times now.
That's what I'm saying. This may be the same thing that we've seen in the past, whether it was with the Clippers or last year when they got bounced and Doc was kind of pointing the finger at a few players, including Ben Simmons. So this is just something that happens, it feels like, in Philadelphia or wherever Doc goes, let's
Jay,
say that.
Can I take the same facts that you're presenting or the same idea and put it into the context of a larger story that's kind of pro-Embiid for a second?
Sure.
Embiid, maybe what we're seeing is the evolution of a champion if it ends up that way. He comes into the league, he's third overall because he's hurt, right? Or else he'd be first. He picks up basketball later in life. He's extremely talented, obviously dedicated, becomes a great player. But the injuries slow him down early. First, he has to figure out a way to overcome that. Then he has to, and part of that is by being in better shape, which the injuries make difficult for him to get in shape, but he figures it out and he does it. Then it's, you know, Shaq and them say, you got to dominate all the time. And then he gets to that place, right? Now you're talking about, okay, but you got to be accountable in a different way. Don't finger point, whatever. Maybe what we're seeing is the next step, like maybe he's not there all the way yet, but he's an MVP caliber player, all that kind of stuff, in the evolution of a guy who might be champ pretty soon.
But you're having two conversations. Like, the Doc Rivers conversation is by itself. I don't need to hear that from him. Dude averaged 31-12. He's in the MVP conversation. He had 20-10 last night. I don't care that you have a hurt thumb. Like, he was even passive last night. So my thing is, be aggressive. Like, this is closing time. You're up 3-0. You're at home. So I don't want to hear excuses about, well, you got to ask, you know, Doc about James. Like, no more excuses from anybody. You're in the playoffs now.
Yeah, but no. I hear you. I'm saying, but maybe that is the next thing for him to
integrate. Process.
Yeah, on his way to being a champ. He looks like he's that kind of guy.
But champions don't do this, Max.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Thank you, Key. That's my whole point.
They don't go. Yeah. They just don't. Champions don't. They just figure out a way to make it work.
We questioned Coach Budenholzer a lot last year during their championship run. You know who I didn't hear anything from about Coach Bud? Giannis. Exactly my point.
Yeah, maybe I'm saying Embiid, maybe this is the final step in his evolution, the next level of accountability and responsibility and not finger pointing.
I hope so, because if they win it, when they win in Toronto, they come back to Philly, everybody's going to be tight.
Jay says the Nets should run it back with KD and Kyrie, but change one big thing. That's next on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.